And welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. We are pleased to have with us today our friends Dick and Charlotte House, who will be providing special worship music at the end of this service. At 3:30 this afternoon, Pastor Tomlinson will be leading the Bible studies to be searching the scriptures to find the answer to the question, what happened to Judas Iscariot? At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Dick and Charlotte will present again a musical treat, a presentation of worship through hymns at the 5 o'clock service. The ladies' Bible study will meet tomorrow evening at 7 p.m., and so please see the insert in your bulletin for additional details. Now, looking ahead to next month, the annual Father-Son Breakfast will be held June 26th at the Tomlinson home. If you're a father or a son or both, you qualify. Please reserve that date. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 148, verses 12 and 13. Both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let us begin our worship with hymn number 38, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee.
Oh,
Let's continue our worship now with hymn number 261, Trust and Obey. Please stand now as we sing hymn number 381, Is Your All on the Altar.
Please remain standing for prayer. King David, father, said, while I live, I will praise Jehovah. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. And here at Bethel in Morton Hill, California, the United States of America, father, we say the same. Each time we open the doors of this place, we have one thing in mind, to praise the name of our God, to be thankful for the written word that he left for us, and to give thanksgiving for the power of the Spirit that takes over our life when we yield our life to Him. Thank you, Father, for that. Moses, at the end of his life, he prayed, Lord, teach us to number our days that we may give us a heart of wisdom. And Father, we need wisdom to teach thy word. We need wisdom to pastor your people. We need wisdom to live a life that reflects you. We need your wisdom to be upon our lives so that we can know how to make decisions in life. And so, Lord, teach us today as we go through the scripture, the wisdom that comes from above, who is sweet and tender and powerful, so that when we leave this place, we leave with a treasure, a piece of information that will make our life entirely different. Thank you, Lord, for the Spirit of God. Do that each time we listen to your word. We have some people sick in our church, and we pray for little Casey. Did she be recovered? I miss her already. And Lord, we pray also for Ann Pareto, our respectable elderly lady of our church who is confined sometimes in home. Lord, we are grateful that we are not the only one preaching. There are other churches, 37 of them in our town, and hundreds and thousands of churches around the world. And I preach for every pastor that they be full of the Spirit of God, and that they will commit to teach the people the counsel of God so that our city, our nation, come back to the principles of our mighty God. We pray for our missionaries as well who are in different countries, for Carol and Ruth Knott, for Eusebio and Marisa Perez, for David and Denise Rode, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, for Martha Ferretti, for Dante and Maruja Ravines, for Jose and Diana Avila. And locally, we pray for the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center. Lord, we need a medical center in this town, and nothing is impossible for you. For the Christian Athletic Association, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey in the Motorsport Ministry, Daniel and the East Coast this morning, and for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Lord, be with each one of them, encourage them, give them the vision that comes from above to do the ministry. Lord, ourselves, we have a radio ministry, KKMC, broadcasting live at this very precious moment in the homes of many thousands of people. And then we have the internet ministry who reaches not only America and Texas, Arizona, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Minnesota. Lord, these are the states they have answered letters to us. They have sent letters to us so that we know they are listening. But also, Father, we receive letters from England also and from Korea, people who are listening to the broadcast of the Word of God and the praises of God. Lord, we pray and we tremble because of our great responsibility here in the pulpit and there in the choir and the reading of God's Word. We are feeding people with your power. We are feeding people with your Word, and we are grateful that you open the doors for these ministries. And many people in homes receive CDs from our church. Lord, how grateful I am that we never have to ask for a penny to anybody listening to support. But what's surprising it is to receive letters with money from these people who want to support the ministry and keep the ministry alive. My heart is grateful for these people that have sent money in an envelope from England, pounds, to us to help. Lord, I don't know these people. They do not know us personally, but they know our website. And they pick up sermons and teachings from the website and have helped their life. And they feel compelled to produce something, some gift for the ministry. And the letter they said, for those who cannot give. Lord, how grateful I am. I'm tremble. I'm so humble for your power over this ministry. So now, Lord, as we take the offering, we pray that you bless the giver and bless the offering as always you do. And bless our people with the treasure of God's word. In Jesus we pray. Amen.
Thank you, choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Genesis? If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 13. We will be reading Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 through 18. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Genesis chapter 13, verses 5 through 18. And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, that they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes and beheld all the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, after that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art northward, and southward, and eastward, and westward. For all the land which thou seest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come boldly to the throne of grace because we have been reconciled to you by the obedience of Jesus Christ, even to the shedding of his blood on the cross. We pray that our love for him will be expressed in our obedience to his commands. You have known us from before the foundation of the world, and our trust and confidence is in you. For in ourselves we have nothing of which to boast. Our boast, Father, is in the Lord Jesus Christ, our Creator and Lord and Savior. May we conduct ourselves in accordance with this word.